The teaching today is from one of the five treasures of Jhonglun Lodur Thayi, the treasure of knowledge. This text has 10 chapters, each of which has 4 divisions, so there are 40 sections in all. And today's teaching is on the section called Gaining Certainty in the View.
Is there anyone
here who hasn't received this text? If so, raise your hand.
Yeah. The commentary, isn't it? Tom, dear Marie. Yeah. Murder. There. Then he labor gives you none. Tava nami de kachi hure, karasana number lola, tarpa tan tamje jemba komban doba la tambo tava kachi hure, tava te manurba yavoji hina gomba yang nogamare, tene jeva yang nogamare, tagun juso manurba yang taba chona, tene deva manurba yang taba tuktu, tisena in tava de kachi hure.
This section on gaining certainty in the view is one of the most important sections in this text, or among the 40 different sections or chapters. And the reason that it is so important is that in the Buddhist tradition, in order to attain liberation and omniscience, it is necessary to first understand the view. If one understands the view correctly, then one can meditate correctly. One meditates correctly, one's conduct will be correct. And through having a correct understanding of the view, meditation, and conduct, one will be able to attain the result.
So today's
teaching will be from the section of which is in the English translation on page 12. It's called Clarifying the Ultimate View Resulting from Analysis According to the Specific Madhyamaka Schools. And this has two subsections, an explanation of the Rongtong school and an explanation of the Shentong school. And today's teaching will be on the Shentong school, or empty of other.
Chepar tume nanjur jupe log, semli yimi semjang mebar to, nimi chuyen dorji ne dumba kisabasong.
The root text for this says, the particular and uncommon Yogacara Madhyamaka system is to realize that there is nothing other than mind, that even this mind does not exist, and that both perceived and perceiver do not exist. One then rests in the Dharma Dhatu, which is described through seven proper points.
Om Trumta Mava Namli Chepar Tumi Jinne Sang Mangbu Jemba Tumo Mayim Benenga Mangbu Dan Demba Nanjur Chepa Omaba Nam Manjur Chupa Oma Banamji Tava Tusam Jitinam Baby Tsurne Jetter Jetter Tinam Baby Tsurne Jatsap Chimbo Jatsap Chimbo Sambangumbu Semi Gimme Ban Lurine Tennis Semja Maba Nidoto Lodan Dembe Nibo Mirine Demet Dembe Chuji England Nehi Savasong De Long De Dode Ginger ジャタンダサンビチュディンガイナニドテジンジロンレセンレギミパンルレネセンレギンスルズマヨルジナワデパキャガントナンパキャガノワンパキャガントナンイベセナスルヨルジナワデムランギンテデンバルマドバレ Malam yin the dambar madropa. Pakyaka nava imbecena malam yin the dambar madrobare. Ta malam tava pakyaka trunang imbecena. Sir Zoma yorja nava de Zoma sir don the madrobare, dambar madrobare. This and same yimi parne lurene. Same yin the tropa meba lurene. Hirap de rene tone. Same yin the madropa. Sir Tundo Madro Par Hirab Yang Tape Rigne. Then the same young Meba need to do. Then the same young Meba need to do. Same young Rangang O Madro Pa. Same Meba Sijite Kunzov the same day, Kunzov the Meba Kejamare. Same thingy La Yang Tapper, same lung O Meba Tang. Sem kiva mebetendare. Then the same jam meba need to do. Dona zoa madrope senna, zoa le mekben zimba young madrope. Same jam meba need to do. Lotan tempe nipo mirene. Zoa dan zimba ni. Mlam yendo zoa dan zimba ni. Young tapar meba ringne. Dikaps lotan tempe seju. Sanju Samba Lotu Dan Demba Hirab Dan Dembe Zungze Ni Meba Ringne Zungze Ni Demba Meba Ringne Zungze De Tade the Meba Ringne Zungze Ni Yang Daba Madroba Ringne Tone Teme Dembe Chuji Ying Ne Teme Demba Zungze Ni Dam Medin Bam Zungze Ni Lindebe Dene Chuji Ying, Chuyin Dehi Ningbu Don Tote, Chuyin Dehi Ningbo, Chuyin Dehi Ningbu Don Tote, Ting and the Nego Rosomari. That Chuyin Dehi Ningbu Don Tote, Ting and the Nena, then in Trovatam Jigre. This and a demi dembe, Chuji Ying and Nena. He is Sombe Tomar, Tomar Tambur, Chutamche, Pombo, Nga Khan Chobje, Chinchi, Juni, Jitube, Senang Chutamche, Sem Konale, Sem Kona Pakchak and Tronang, Malam Yendo, Sem Kona Pakchak and Tronang Re Mato, Sem Konale, Yendo Chorva, Koyden, Yenam Koyne Madrobat Taje. Then again, the matter of a touch it. Touch it, ne? Touch it, see it, that touch on a tetso may be gogger. Tetso may be me gogger. Malam yin, the same little zoma yorge now and then, the embar matter of a touch of gogger. Nikiche gogger. Nikiche valla, then, danda, tavala, then, Love Jones and the Tusan Mazena, a touch you gomar. That to some sene, Taju Gogo Taju. Titaje, Zoa Madro Bataji Semle Goin of Yinlem ever Taju Semle Yinlem Yindo Madro Batinze, Zoa Rangin me patrol. Then Zoa Rangin me bam, Denver me patrol. Zoa te me pen Zimba young. Zoma tromna zimba yang togre Zoma temba tromna zimba temba tore Zoma nang tando tromna zimba yang nang tando togre Zoma mina zimba togmare Tenen zimba yang rangin me per ta tiene Zoma me petense Zoma rang ngove madro petense ki Jumzin jin zimba yang rang ngove madro ta tiene Zungzin ni jitungbe Zongzhen Ni Ji Tongbe, Zongzhen Ni Len De Be, Chu Ji Ying, Zhema Mi Jing. Chu Ji Ying, Zhema Mi Jing, Si Ji De, Chu Ji Ying De Sem Ji Ne Lo De Xi Ningbo De Duan Da Ji Gua Re. Zhema Mi Jing Xi Ba, Ngo La Zhema Mai Ba, Ngo La Zhema Mai Ba, Le Ba Mai Ba, Jiong Mai Ba, Zhema Mi Jing. Wu Sarba Rang Yin, Zhema Mi Jing, Ngo La Zhema Mi Jing, Tongjang Zamam, Driba Hiba Zamayimba, Rang Yinji Wu Sarve Wu Sarva Rang Yin, Wu Sarva Yinbe Jim Sinji, Dene Sarcha Le, Mada Bakabs on Triba Namatan, Tabakabs of Koda Yiji Namate, Wu Sarva Sarcha Le, Namanato Yagre Wu Sarva Rang Yin, Dorji Ne Dundan Damba. Dorji ne dendan denba teni tenlen bepao oya tata moti pa
The explanation of the way in which one ascertains the way in which the view is ascertained by the Yogacara Madhyamakas through listening and contemplating will be explained. Yogacara Madhyamakas are distinguished from the other other Madhyamaka philosophical systems, and their system is adorned with many uncommon, secret or profound key points. And the way they ascertain the view is expressed first in a quote from the great regent, that is Maitreya. And this quote comes from one of the five texts of Maitreya, the Dodejen, or the ornaments of the sutras. And it says, by recognizing with prajna or intelligence that there is nothing existent other than mind, then mind is realized to be non-existent. Someone endowed with intelligence recognizes that the two are not existent. And not remaining within that, rests within the Dharma Dhatu. So the first line says, recognizing with or through prajna or intelligence that there is nothing other than the mind. And this means that all external objects are appearances which arise to, from confused habitual patterns. And since they are only that, then external objects are not truly existent. They are like appearances in a dream. So there are no external objects which exist as perceived objects or perceived reference that are, well, that are truly existent. So there are no objects, external objects, which are other than mind. And then, having recognized that, one realizes that mind is not existent. And saying mind is not existent means that the mind does not have an existent essence or nature. So one is not simply saying that the relative mind does not exist. It's saying that ultimately the mind is non-arising, or the mind does not have an existent essence. So if... the third line says, someone endowed with intelligence then recognizes that the two do not exist. And here the two means perceived objects and a perceiving subject. So if perceived objects do not exist, then the perceiver of those objects does not exist, or the perceiving mind. So a bodhisattva endowed with prajna realizes that ultimately perceived objects and perceiving subject do not exist. And not remaining within that, meaning passing beyond the duality of perceived objects and perceiving subject, one remains within the Dharma Dhatu. Dharma Dhatu also refers to Tathagata Garbha or Buddha nature. And by remaining within the Dharma Dhatu or Tathagata Garbha, all delusions are pacified. Then the text goes on and says, in the beginning, one must settle or decide that all phenomena do not exist as something other than or apart from mind. All phenomena refers to all inner and outer phenomena, which are included within the five skandhas, the 18 dhatus, and the 12 ayatanas. All inner and outer phenomena are simply the mistaken appearances which arise from the habitual patterns within the mind. So one must decide or settle that all phenomena do not exist as something different than mind. This means one should have no doubts about this. One must be certain that all phenomena are like appearances in a dream, that there are no external objects which exist apart from mind. One gains this kind of certainty by listening and reflecting on the teachings. Through listening and reflecting, one cuts through doubts and one comes to know this or decide this, have a strong certainty about it. So through this reasoning, meaning the reasoning that external objects don't exist apart from mind, then one establishes or determines that the perceiving subject does not have any existent nature, i.e. is not inherently existent. If perceived objects were existent, then the perceiver of these objects would be existent. Since perceived objects are simply appearances, they're just mere appearances, then the perceiver of these objects is also just a mere appearance. So having settled or decided that the perceiver lacks an inherent existence, then one ascertains or recognizes the stainless Dharma Dhatu, which is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver, and which is the nature of luminosity, having the seven qualities of Vajra. The Dharma Dhatu is beyond perceived and perceiver. And here Dharma Dhatu means the true nature of the mind. And it is said to be stainless, which means that its essence is not stained. It is not simply the pacification of mental elaborations, it has the nature of luminosity. And from this quality of luminosity, or aspect of luminosity, all the various appearances arise, the impure, confused appearances, and also the pure appearances of the kayas and wisdoms of a Buddha.
Kolo somba dehi nyingbo tenben dode namje gondir tikpa chenbu joy lame joysa te dorji ne dunre dorji ne dunya dorji ne dangbo sanje kunjo dorji ne nyeba chu kunjo dorji ne somba kenden kunjo dorji ne yeba khan devar hi kwe nyingbo dorji ne ngapa sancho dorji ne tropa yuendin Dorji ne dumba tene de namba dunre. Te namba dumbo dorji ne dumbo de, tene kan de ki nyingbo la, derba yobese na, tene dorji ne dunda denba sumare. Chuyen de ki nyingbo dorji ne dunda denba.
The seven Vajra points are explained in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, or the Julama, which is a text that explains the intention, the third turning of the wheel, the Dharma, which presents Tathagata Garbha. The first Vajra point is the jewel of the Buddha. The second is the jewel of the Dharma. The third is the jewel of the Sangha. The fourth is the explanation on Tathagata Garbha, or Buddha nature. The fifth is enlightenment. The sixth are the excellent qualities of that. And the seventh is Buddha activity. The Dharma Dhatu, or Tathagata Garbha, is described through these seven Vajra points.
Semjin Sanje Kunji Ningbo Te Kanza Data Munsung Pubata Konde Yirmi Nami Tamne Tor Nanje Nami Tende Legend Dekisavasan.
So we're now in the English on page 13. The next root verse says the Tathagata Garbha is the heart essence of all sentient beings and fully manifest in Buddhas. It is not similar to the self of the individual because it is free of mental elaboration. In its essential nature, samsara and nirvana are inseparable. It is free of a mere lack of a self in the individual. Free of being with and without appearance, it is the ultimate that even transcends dependent arising. So in Tibetan, we're on page 36 in the second verse. On that page.
The yin yetam can't ever keep in Yimbo Kisavatini, same thing than Sanje so. Chutamje la Nyambani, the chapter Yunayan, Chutamje la chapter, same thing nam the Yingbu Tortam. The yin Yimbo, the same thing nam the Yingbu Tortu, you bare. Sanje la ngon som de ngon de jo bare Sanje na ngon som je chor ji yupa ti ser Sanje ji ning bo hi jang sa de ngo ma jor be ser tak ji rawon ji je ka za ga da da na ba ko de som ba ma yi de na de hi ning bo ten ra wo yo na Takik Ramang Jinje Dakhe Lama Dava Chak Marva Sena Takik Ramang Jinje Kanzak Datang Namba Koyin Tu Tsungpa Mare Tsungpa Mayin Te Jumsen Karre Ngovo Trupan Tha Tham Chetan Trava Sena Ngovo Trupan Tha Tham Chetan Trava Yimba Sena Takik Ramang Jinje Datang Tsungpa Mare Ngozong So Hoya Deepar
What is called suchness or Sugata Garbha, this Buddha nature, abides within and pervades all phenomena, sentient beings and Buddhas equally. So, Tathagata Garbha pervades Buddhas and sentient beings equally, but it abides within sentient beings as an essence, or their essence, and it abides within Buddhas as being fully manifest or actualized. What is called the essence of a Buddha or Buddha nature is in its essence unchanging. So if one then wonders, is this Buddha nature that it exists within all beings a self? Then it is not a self of an individual, which is said to be permanent, single, and independent, because it does not have the characteristics of that. Because it is free from the extreme of mental elaborations. Tathagarbha, a Buddha nature, is not a permanent single independent self of an individual, because its essence is free from the extremes of mental elaborations.
Tajurkona semje ne lok dekhi ningbu chuji takje ramang ji je da tam jong te ngot ba da trawa yin bese ki pata ba.
So if we put this into the form of a reasoning, the subject is the true nature of the mind, Tathagatagarbha, and it is not the same as a permanent, single, and independent self of an individual, because its essence is free from conceptual elaborations.
Yepa, Mepa, Nawa, Tungba, Mubo Tamche Lindeba, Yimbesena, Mubo Tuba.
When we say that Tathagatagarbha is free from mental elaborations, this means that its essence is free from the mental elaborations of being existent or non-existent, an appearance or emptiness. It is beyond being a thing.
Tenaya dehi nyimbo te tani meng dang tsik dang tani tamche len debe sena yang tudare. Tetar tani ji tudare yabe kapso ngola
Also, Tathagatagarbha is beyond names or conventional terms. So it is beyond the elaborations of names or terms. And when we say this, we mean that its essence is beyond being a name or a conventional term.
Ne kabla tu te som de number yajen. Kanzak da me par tung par tawa tsane chang. Molan konde nisu yer me ja ne kabla tu ne som de number ya ne kabla tu te som de number ya pate dehi ni bola mada ne ka mada ba ye danda thombang dang gombang gang ge jang mada ba ye ye dehi ni bu drama rakpe ta la thave mada ba lam je ne ka drama pa kya dang je ba Tapa, Hindu Namdak Negapte, Mada Patang, Jonze Tapa, the Hindu Namdak Negap, Sondi Yabar, Sondi Number Yajin. Kanzak Dame, but Tungbar Tawa, Tumli Jang, Trova. Kanzak Dame, Meba, Tungbar Tawa, Tungbar Tawa, Sijiti, Kanzak Dag, Tung Tum, Tung Jang, Tumli Jang, Trova. Tundan denjik to do ni drupatam. Tundan denba chik do. Denjik to drup si chite denban thar tokwa chik re. Denjik to drupatam. Nanche nami tam. Ngupo ngumi nichar le drupe. Nanche nami le drupa. Ngupo ngumi nichar le drupe. Duma se. Deuxième mare demain c'est nous tendant tempe demain c'est qui saken dikap jin demain c'est tene tanda tendant tempe tendam jin demain c'est tendant demain c'est nous tendant tempe demain c'est qui saken tundan tenyi tende lejang debar sungbe tundan tundan tende du yaba mayinu. Oh yeah. Nekap mada la takpe nekap khinda nanda ke nekap.
So that is, was an explanation of the first lines, or the line in the root text which says, it is not similar to the self of the individual because it is free of mental elaborations. Then we continue on, that in its essential nature, samsara and nirvana are inseparable. So the within the essence of Tathagatagarbha, there is no duality of samsara and nirvana. They are inseparable. However, if one looks at this in terms of temporary states, there are three aspects or three states in which it exists. So we can speak of the Tathagatagarbha during the impure state, during a state when the coarse impurities have been purified. So it is a slightly purified, the second is a slightly purified state. When one is abiding on the path. And the third state is a very pure state. It is not simply well, it is not liberation through simply having the view that the self of an individual does not exist or is empty. So here, it does not, Tathagatagarbha is not simply a recognition of the mere emptiness of the self of an individual. It exists primordially as being the same as the ultimate reality. There is only one ultimate reality, and this Tathagatagarbha is the same or is one with it. It's the same thing. It is free from being appearances or not appearances, or being a thing or not a thing. It is the actual uncompounded or uncompounded state, because it is called the ultimate uncompounded. So the actual uncompounded state then is the ultimate reality, which is uncompounded. The ultimate is said to be beyond a dependent arising, and so therefore the ultimate is not presented as something which arises dependently.
Ona dehi nyingbu sanje de simjin tamje le chamna tene simjin dang sanju samba dang sanje somje tanye jo jumsen karasa na thombang dang gombang ge tme tani mata pakap so tenje kanza tel simjin sigre rang sem je ne lo de hi ning bo ngoi som de to te trama rak pa ka ta trama rak pa ta jing thawa ma da b ne ka so te rang phak pa sa to re phak pa san jik sam ba se gre dem ni pa kya de je ba sa wa ni se jing ta ba ka so te ne ten je ka za te la san je se gre
If Tathagatagarbha pervades sentient beings and Buddhas equally, then one might wonder why there are the three designations or terms of sentient beings, bodhisattvas, and Buddhas. What these refer to is when the when what is to be abandoned on the path of seeing and meditation has not been abandoned, one refers to that individual as a sentient being. When the true nature of the mind, Tathagatagarbha, has been realized and the coarse impurities have been purified, but the subtle ones still remain, one refers to that individual as the noble bodhisattva. When all stains have been completely purified, when the two obscurations have been purified from their root, then one refers to that sentient being who is the basis for that realization as a Buddha.
Tene Oma la marja chape jumchen ki Oma la mar drop thapa thapa am roma ta tel tel marje chape jumchen la tin te ter papa jan de mar ko drop de roma ta ser do da ngor do la ser da ngor je chape jumchen la tin de tene ser ser je do ning ma jan de ser da ngor drop de roma te yin do Then I to Simjin Tamje La Sanje Jinjing Buchapa Jumsin Latinde, then it take by Jimbo Lam Yamsalana, take by Jimbo Tandorje, take by Lam Yang Tako Yamsalana, then I to Sanje Jikoba Dutugri.
Because butter pervades milk, then one is able to produce butter from milk. Because sesame oil pervades the sesame seed, one is able to produce sesame oil from the seed by removing the husk. And in the same way, because gold pervades gold ore and silver pervades silver ore, if one purifies these stones, removes the impurities, one can get gold or silver. In the same way, because Buddha nature pervades all sentient beings, by practicing the paths of the Mahayana and Vajrayana, one will be able to attain the state of enlightenment.
Lam Karinyam Selingo Resena, Tetipa Chimbulola, Kunzoto, Simjin Tamjela make the Teva Ninji Chebo Dan Rebe, Yin Pinjin Yamlin Tang, Tundanto, the Nedame Batan Tumba Nije, Yamliam Tumba Nije Gomrim Nam, Yamsulana, the Nedzoba Sanjiji Kompando to Paris.
In the Mahayana tradition, one is able to attain the state of a Buddha through particular methods. So if one wonders how does one practice this path, in the Mahayana, one on a relative level develops loving kindness and compassion for all sentient beings and acts to benefit others. And on an ultimate level, one practices the stages of meditation on the no self or on emptiness, and in this way is able to achieve the state of complete enlightenment.
Di tengla dorje tepe lola tepa chenpe nyamni di tengla di todo jirem da zurem je nyamni samus nyamni samusena tene sanje je komba jogu dukta pare.
That in addition to the path of the Mahayana, through the profound practices of the generation and completion stages of the Vajrayana, one is able to attain enlightenment quickly.
Tene ya chitan tekpa chimpi lo la sanje chu kompa drupa la karpa trami som la sopa chosa goyo re te ina ya tucho tu rengpo la chepa yao ma re tucho te tekpa chimpi lo la malam juma tabo re yang takpar tucho denbar ma do bo re tisa na tene tucho rengpo to na yang chepa yao ma re.
In general, in the Mahayana, it is said that one attains enlightenment after having gathered the accumulation of merit throughout three countless eons of time. And although this sounds like a very long time, in fact, there is no such distinction being made, because time is like a dream. Time ultimately does not exist. So one doesn't need to make such a distinction as being long or short.
Lobor chung tong lami chumatong sarya sarmi ramzong rikpe to hi sabasong. Tatsing di yendong jumsin sarbutemar.
The next root verse says, the Tathagata Garbha is empty of temporary faults and not empty of unexcelled qualities. There is nothing to add or subtract. It is realized by self-arisen awareness. This root verse explains clearly the Shentong position.
Nyingbo teni, khan devar hikpi nyingbo teni, semje nelo devar hikpi nyingbo teni, Lower the chunam, tramatam che the tonghen. Lower the tame tongbare. Dehi nyingbo rangang all a lower drupe trama mabes and a lower the tame tongbare. Lower the tama rangla young o yomare. Lower the tama rangla ng o mabes and a. Then a dehi nyingbo rangla danda tame leba yomare. Lower the tame tongbare. Lami yuntin ji chu nam ji ma tong ba leng ji trupe se. Lover ji trime tong na yang, lami ji yuntin ji chu nam ji dekhi nyingpo ma tong ba re, ma tong ba re. Leng trup de tembe se na, ngowo la tu ne, dekhi nyingpo ngowo la tu ne, trima sarva tang. Ngowo la trima sarva tang, yuntin yad me ba tenyi, Mola Trama Mabis and a Trama Saria Yomare Mola Tini, you didn't learn your troubles and you didn't start the yard mebare, Sarial and Debare. Start the yard mebatini, Sarial and Debe Chuni, Sarial and Debe de Hini Botini, Turbatan Samba Sore Samje, Tusan Sore Samje Totogore. Tusan Hadi Abu Toba Mainte. Tusam sore sanje, tusam sanje togo mare, ta kansen, kandesen tobrisena, gomba le soma, gomzongi hirabji tobre, gomba le soma, soso rang rekwa, soso rang rekwa sijete, ta gomzong rekare, rekwa, ranzong rekwa, trema mebe, ranzong rekwa, trema mebe, chunda trave, remje tokwar songso. Tandikabso, Tusam Samji Togumare, Tene gombal ten do gore sumra.
This essence, meaning the Tathagata Garbha or Buddha nature, is empty of all stains or adventitious faults. And it is not empty of the qualities which are the, of the unexcelled qualities of a Buddha. Because these are spontaneously present. The true nature of the mind, or Tathagata Garbha, is empty of stains because its essence lacks these adventitious stains. So therefore, it is empty of adventitious stains. However, Tathagata Garbha is not empty of excellent qualities. These are spontaneously present. When considering its essence, there are no stains to be removed and no excellent qualities to be produced. Since its essence is not stained, there are no stains to be removed. And since these excellent qualities are spontaneously present, they do not need to be produced. So its essence is beyond having anything that needs to be removed or anything that needs to be produced. This is not realized simply through listening and reflecting. It is said to be realized through individual reflexive or self-awareness, which arises from meditation. Or you could say it is realized gradually through stainless, self-arisen awareness. Tathagata Garbha is not realized simply through listening and reflecting. It is realized through reflexive awareness which arises from meditation.
Then in Dekas, did he nimble la? Join the tongue, you intend your matomba sorte, serdole, you have a sertabre, serdo, serge doi nana, you have a serge dutin tela, serge dutin ranga mola, etine, mola, doi dutin yomare, doi dutin jitumbare, join the tumba, doi dutin jitumbare, then a serdole, you have a Serge to Tintella, Serge Yundin, Cande in Bate, Tangboni Ore. Serge Yundin, Jimatombore. Pete Yendong out to Saint Genelo de Hinimbula, Mola, Tramatang, Junji Tongare. Then Lundrop Jundin, Sanje Jundin, La Tundam Jesanje Jundin, Tundam Jesanje Jundin, Jimatombore. Decap Jundin, La Sanje Jundin, La, then. Well, the doctor have long colour last over Zog the number jeans him jinja yore, ten rabbi than the matoma keja mare, ten dam jesanji in dinja matombore. You drop jesanji in dinja matombore.
Tathagata Garbha is empty of any faults or impurities and is not empty of excellent qualities. just like gold ore, if you take gold ore, there is there are the particles of gold within that lump of rock, and those particles of gold have no impurities. They are empty of the ore or whatever one has to remove in order to get pure gold. So in the same way, the true nature of the mind, Tathagata Garbha, well, the essence of this Tathagata Garbha has no faults or stains. So there's nothing from that that needs to be removed. And the excellent qualities are spontaneously present. So it is not empty of the ultimate qualities of a Buddha. And when we speak here of not being empty of qualities of a Buddha, we're not talking about the physical qualities of a Buddha's form, such as the protuberance on the top of a Buddha's head, or the chakras which mark the soles of his feet. What we're speaking of are the ultimate qualities of a Buddha.
Dena, dene, zundrup ji yin din je madong ba sena, te nga so sang je pa kaab so ngowa la te chi nyingpo la ngowa la trima me na yang Nyama tenji drapa yendo, lovan trupa trima yore, lovan trupa trima se te ta te, ten lundrup ji yin din ngon tu chirpa kaab so, lundrup ji yin din te lovan trupa trima tam je tang trapa kaab so, ten sang je pa ne.
The Tathagata Garbha is not empty of these excellent qualities. And in the context of attaining complete enlightenment, this essence is unstained. It's like the sun becoming free of clouds. When the adventitious stains have been removed or purified, then these spontaneously present qualities of a Buddha become manifest. And this is what is called enlightenment.
Tendehi nyingbo te jeba tepa chimbo jwe lama le jumtsin som jindor ting nam ya chui jeba rike teme tepsor pe goi goi ni temba re dehi nyingbo jeba rike ndo pa tso te jwe lama la lo pion zo koi.
So if you wish to understand this Tathagata Garbha in an extensive way, you should study the Uttara Tantra Shastra, which explains Tathagata Garbha through three reasonings, 10 points or presentations, and 9 examples. So we'll stop here for today and complete this section tomorrow. So now we're going to recite this text, Gaining Certainty in the View, in Tibetan and English. So the Tibetan starts on page 23.
Tenga so tava nami tava de do, Jangunabuchi, Yansi Jopu Pepata, Pen and Rodon Jacimbu Yamanam Yakuri.
So we are reciting this, these root verses of gaining certainty in the view, and while doing so, you should make the aspiration prayer that. Jangun Rinpoche's reincarnation will appear quickly and benefit sentient beings in a vast way.
Tava namda gubi junsine
Dambakunyu do parizo, menjur lembo kuyeta.